Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dunkin' is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Our friend Neil Walker, he joins at 9:30. 8:30, Jonathan Mayo, MLB.com. Covers a lot of the draft, amateur baseball, all that. The draft is in, July? It's like a month from today.
It's like with the All-Star break now, right?
Yeah.
They do it at the same time.
I got to look up the date, but it's fast approaching. Jonathan's base right here in Pittsburgh. Wonderful, wonderful
Squirrel
man.
Squirrel Hill guy, yeah.
Yep. You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Okay, Crowley, you got yourself in a jam. Let's start from the very from the top. What happened with you, with the PM team, with Mahler, with all of it, with Greg Finley, the overnight producer in the AM, has a role in all of this? Go ahead, tell the tale.
Yeah, Greg Finley has a massive role in all of this. And if people haven't found this out by now, well, I'll tell them. I am not above anything for a cheap laugh. It might not even be that funny. I will sell my soul for a cheap laugh. It's all I've got is the funny. So Greg Finley, he's talking to Mueller, and he sends Mueller a text, and Mueller sends him one back, and Finley says, my left nut, was the response that Finley sent to Mueller.
Okay.
The context of which I do not know. And Finley tells me this. As I'm walking down the hall, I turn my head and I say, well, that's funny because Mueller's head looks like a left nut.
Whoa.
You know, with the bald and
yeah.
All that. Well, I guess Greg Finley then thought it was so funny. He tells Andrew Filippone, Crowley called Mueller a left nut, says he looks like a left nut. Filippone tells Mueller. Mueller's mad at me. PM team has me on
I heard
Friday.
This. I heard this. He shouldn't have called Chris that.
A testicle?
Yeah, that's over the top. You shouldn't comment on the way other people look like that.
He wasn't around.
With even worse.
Plus, you have to know.
Cheap laugh.
Did you say that on the air, or you just said it in the hallway?
I said it in the hallway.
See, no. Finley doesn't need to tell him that to give him on-air fodder.
All it was to make Finley laugh. Do I actually think Mueller's head looks like a left testicle? No, of course I do not.
Yes, you did, because I heard that your spot. I heard what you said on their show, and you described it chapter and verse, how he does look like that. So you really feel like that. You shouldn't call names like that.
Finley overshared, but you did say it, so you got to stand by it now. How did they approach? I did not hear things Friday afternoon.
Anger.
Yeah.
Frustration. So Mueller's done a lot for me here. Mueller really, he was banging the table to get me hired, and then I say he looks like a testicle.
Yeah,
I can understand why his feelings would be hurt.
And then Pony, you know, here's the other part. I heard the whole exchange. I forget, I was driving somewhere, I was in the car, I heard all of this. The part that was weird was they were mad at us because Donnie Football is so comfortable with us that on Fridays we have him on to check out how much he's been running and whatever, if he's made the, and he's only got like three more days to run these 30 miles, which he's going to do.
He's on pace strong.
To do it. He told us all about his love life and the women he's been dating and how old one was and all that and how many dates he's been on. They were mad that he was comfortable with us to tell us more information than he tells them. So it started with that. Then Pony got on this kick. This was the part that was the big part. And this is why they decided to zero in on you. Pony was trying – leave it to Pony. Pony had to try to position himself as the aggrieved party because that's his gig. That's his shtick. He says that for years, people in this town don't think that he says enough positive about anything, that he's a negative Nancy and he's a downer, right?
Okay.
So now he's mad that because he is on this Kenny Pickett train and driving the train and saying things like Kenny Pickett will be in Canton someday.
Right.
Kenny Pickett will be the best quarterback, one of the best three quarterbacks in the NFL at some point. that now he's getting criticism because he's too happy.
He's being too positive.
And people shouldn't have it both ways. So he's trying to position himself as a victim. So that all came about of it about him being mad at us too. So it's like this thing I don't even want to get into, the morning show against the PM
team.
It's silly. It's silly stuff. But to take those piece by piece, you probably shouldn't call another man that he says he looks like a testicle.
That's fair.
Especially a guy you work with.
And somebody a friend.
Especially a guy that's been good to you.
I like Mulsey a lot.
The second part, Donnie Football opening himself up, telling us his love life secrets or whatever. I'm here for it. Guy feels comfortable talking to us, you know? Last part, Pony just can't keep his lie straight. Like, he not his lie straight, but his shticks straight. If you just tell the truth from the beginning and really how you feel as a radio personality and you have no shtick, then you never have to worry about it. Like, he has to keep his shticks straight.
Yeah.
He honestly doesn't believe Kenny Pickett's going to be one of the top three quarterbacks ever.
He's turned it up too high.
Right.
Like, we will do that sometimes in this business. I'll be honest, we're all probably guilty of it from time to time, of taking something that we feel at like a 6 or a 7 and turning it up to 10 or 11. Right?
I've never once did that in my life.
I've probably done it a couple times.
Every
exaggerated.
Single thing that I say, I think is true in how I feel. So then you never have to keep your story straight.
See, here's the thing. He likes Kenny Pickett a lot. He really thinks Kenny Pickett is going to be good. But what I mean is he's over-exaggerated it now. He's turned it up to 1,000 to where he's talking about Kenny Pickett, future Hall of Famer. And it's like, whoa, Pony, pump the brakes.
I'm not reading the text that says Mahler's head does not look like a left testicle. It looks like a right testicle. I'm not reading those on the air, so don't send them anymore. Crowley.
I can't not laugh. This is my problem. I will insult my wife if there's a laugh in it. It's such a terrible
cheap,
problem.
Cheap humor.
And it's poor, it's potty humor. And here's the deal. I told the guys on the PM team, I have a nice left testicle. How do you even know that it's not a compliment?
Yeah, see, when you tried to wiggle out of it, it made it worse.
That's what I hear.
When I heard it. I heard the segment. You tried to wiggle out of it instead of just owning it.
It was quite the, oh my gosh, these guys are really coming at me moment, because I didn't know that the testicle thing was going to come up because I didn't say that on the air. I was blindsided by testicle talk, and then on the back end, I'm smacked over the head with, why don't you think Kenny Pickett's going to be good?
How mad are you at Finley for telling them something you thought was in confidence?
Initially, I was a little irked because, I mean, I would like a little heads up that I'm walking into a hornet's nest here, but you got to own your own words. I mean, I'll try to wiggle out of it, but I did say it. It's not like I'm going to deny that I said it, so that's on me. If I do something and Finley reports it, I have to eat that. I did have a talk with Finley, though.
Yeah, how did that go? I heard, when I came in this morning, shortly thereafter, Finley came in here, and I heard him go, I need to tell you my side of the story. Like, he was all worried that you were going to jump him or something.
All's fair in love and radio. He thinks this is bad. This is good. We need a little feud here. I need to take a bite out of these guys in the afternoon. Sometimes they deserve it.
I just think that part of the problem is Pony, he can't sometimes keep his shtick straight. And it's fine. That's his thing. But when you take it to, and it wasn't even us that called him out. It was Scarpino that called him out.
Well, we did play Gnarls Barkley crazy under some of his
tweets. Oh, and we will continue
to do that.
Yes.
Because he just goes way off the rails on things.
He goes over the top.
He had, let's keep this. Now listen here. Now I'm on to something. Before Kenny Pickett was drafted by the Steelers, if you remember and you're a historian of this radio station, and you don't even have to be a long historian like David McCullough or anything, you could just have listened the past 18 months or so. Andrew Filippone, at one point or another, had every single free agent quarterback as the next quarterback after Ben that has a pulse it's ever played in the NFL and was wanted and made a case why he loved that guy.
We all remember the extensive Jameis Winston love affair.
Right.
And that was just one case. That was just one guy. So all of a sudden now he's in love with Kenny. And not just in love, but like madly over the moon in love with Kenny Pickett. That's great that you like him, but you've stepped on the gas far too hard.
Uh-huh. So where does how does this all end? Whose team is Donnie on? Is he on our side? Is he on their side?
I think we can turn Donnie into a sleeper agent, to be honest.
I like Donnie. Donnie's a good kid.
I gave him a hard time about his picket jersey over the weekend, but here nor there, we had a good talk about it.
I think it says something that Donnie Football confided in me that one of the dates that he had was a 30-year-old woman, Donnie in his mid-20s. He did not tell Andrew and Chris. It's because he trusts us.
Wait, she's 30?
30.
How old is Donnie? 22?
I think he's like 23, 24.
23? She's 30? I know what she wants. I mean, come
she
on.
She wants that young buck.
What did he say about it? Come on.
I think
his mom's not listening.
This woman might be older than his mom.
Right.
I think when he said that there was a woman earlier in the month that it wasn't going to work out with.
Yes.
I think that was the 30-year-old.
He had a date with a 30-year-old. Mm-hmm. And did she know he was 30 at the time?
I think he did.
Is she recently after a relationship? Like, we need to find more out about that. If you're 23 mm-hmm. and a woman is 30 and you're going on a date with her, there is one thing on your mind.
Yeah.
Let's not act like we're above anything.
Good for Donnie.
I agree.
Good on you, Donnie.
Donnie Coitus.
Yeah. Certainly. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. So, Donnie didn't offer you any more detail about that date, though?
No, now I'm concerned it won't happen again.
Now it's going to be a 50-year-old.
What? Why not?
I agree.
Yeah.
He's a celebrity, and I think women are into that.
I agree with that.
Well, the fact that he admitted that one of the two was into the fact that he's the wing guy from the Channel 4 thing a couple months back.
Well, does Donnie have real prospects, though, about like a love life? Is he trying to find an honest-to-goodness girlfriend?
He's gone on a date with this last woman two times.
Who is she?
I don't know her social or anything like that.
Don't say her name. Do you know who she is?
No.
Okay. Oh. All right. All right. All right. Well, you know, I don't know. The whole thing gets back to Pony. I think Pony is trying to – he's afraid he's losing his grip on Donnie. He was really upset that Donnie told us all that information.
He's very possessive over Donnie.
He was. Donnie's 26, somebody's saying?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's not what I thought.
That's not quite as big a deal.
Yeah,
but
if she was 40.
Still.
Yeah.
That's 26 to 30 isn't quite as big a gap as we thought it was. But that's still – I mean –
back to the whole crux of the information, the situation, I should say. Pony was too negative about so many things, and now he's just overselling it.
He's got to find a good negative opinion other than mediocre Mason that he can hang his hat on to kind of even things back out, you know?
I don't know where it goes. Where does it go from here for you? Because I'm not in, I just say what the truth, like the same thing I say that's my opinion, I say at the dinner table, or I say to my friends, or I say to whomever. It never varies. It's not sticky for the radio. I think that's where they get in trouble, or at least Andrew gets in trouble a little bit. I don't think that's his honest to gosh opinion all the time. Where are you with them? Like, do you think they don't like you?
I think that the friendship has been strained over the course of the last 72 hours.
Right.
I don't know where it goes from here.
That's all you're
doing. Am I concerned? Yes.
Like me, I don't care. We just do shows.
I know you don't care. I care.
I like them, but if they don't like me, so be it.
People need to like me.
This is what you get.
I need to be liked.
Why are you so worried?
It's a great question.
Why are you worried? Just be you.
Maybe because my mom never loved me.
Maybe.
No, but I'm being serious now. Just be you. Why do you care if Andrew or Chris or if Donnie, why do you care if they want to be your friend?
I want them to be my friend, but I am just going to be me. That's why I tell you the guy looks like a testicle.
Yeah, good job.
That was over the top, though.
Are you saying that because you're a bald guy? Because I didn't say it about you. See, you've got a beard.
No. I just don't think that whole, like, what people look like might be over the top.
Yeah. Well, I even said it when I was on with them.
That's not controllable, what he looks like.
That's true.
Yeah.
I said, you guys can say a lot of things about my appearance. I'm not perfect. Come after me.
Like, if you eat 9,000, if you drink beer all the time, you eat 9 million wings, whatever, then you go, like, people call me fat. Well, do something about it. But he can't do anything about how he looks, his facial features.
His face is his face.
He can't do anything about looking like a testicle.
You compared it to a testicle.
What do you want to do, grow his hair out?
No, it's a throwaway joke because he's bald. I'm saying it to Finley, making Finley laugh. That's all.
You're
it
not
is.
Making enough about Finley really stabbing you in the back.
Well, the more mad and upset that Mueller gets with me, the more I'm going to have to put it on Finley.
Yeah.
Fan Hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real life magic for guests. I'm glad we sorted nothing out right there in like 13 minutes. So good stuff. Good stuff by you, Crowley. Glad we came to no resolution. Oh, goodness.
This might just be the start.
Nathan MacKinnon had something to say. John Mayo from MLB.com. We talked to him in just a little bit. And O'Neill Cruz about long term. We have to talk about him before the hour's out. And don't forget Neil Walker. He moves to 9:30 today, and we will speak to him. But Armstrong Comfort Solutions, always there for you. Oh, sure they are. Listen, they are absolutely great. And it is a time of season where you're going to have your air conditioner on. Make sure you got the right system in your house. They're going to beat any competitor's written quote. They ensure the best deal. So make sure you give them that call today. Armstrong Comfort Solutions, or visit armstrongcomfort.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.